going to go through all the 2,855 wills today. And I know somebody say amen to that. But he has given us his promise. God has given us his promise and his oath. And that's what he wants us to know. So the base scripture that I've been reading from is Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. This is wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise, yes, the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, yes, in which it is impossible for God to lie. And the scripture goes on to tell us that he's given us a hope. Yes. He wants us to know that everything that he has promised us in the Bible is backed up by his oath and the promise, and that it is impossible. It is impossible for him to lie. Right. He says, I can't lie. Wake up, ye mighty men of valor. Wake up, ye mighty women of valor. So Judges 6 and 12 says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, which is Gideon, and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. He says, who are you? I said, I'm the righteousness of God. Who are you? God has called us mighty. Mighty men, mighty women of valor. See, Gideon did not see himself that way. He says, Father God, I am from the poorest family in the kingdom here. Who am I? He says, I've given you might. And I've called you a mighty man of valor because you will take the kingdom for me. So what does it mean to be a mighty man of valor? It says to fight the enemies. It means boldness or determination in facing great danger, especially in battle. Heroic, courageous. God sent the angel to tell Gideon how God saw him. So I'm telling you today how God sees you. You may not see yourself as a mighty person of valor. You may not see yourself as courageous. You may not see yourself as bold and strong, but God said, wake up, that mighty man of valor. Wake up, that mighty woman of valor. This is how God sees us. This is how he sees us. So he wants us to see ourselves the way he sees us. And then turn around and say, well, who are you? And I said, Lord, I'm the righteousness of God. Yeah. You know, getting a little shaky because he keep asking me. So that's right. He wants us to know that we are the righteousness of God. See, the problem is Satan, he is the enemy, and he don't want you to know how God sees you. He don't want you to see yourself as God sees you. He don't want you to walk in the authority that God has given you. So he constantly pounds at your head. You're weak. You're pitiful. You can't do this. You're going to fail. You're wrong. I mean, that's his job to fight your armor. It's his job to fight your faith. It's his job to fight the authority that God has given you. The Lord says, who are you? He said, I am the righteousness of God. Yes, you are. And he says, tell Rhema, you are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Satan does not want us to see that we are brave. He doesn't want us to realize that we are victors, not victims. He wants us to stay in victim mentality. So we'll be weak and pitiful and can suck and give in to his lies. He's a liar. He's the father of lies. God says, wake up. you mighty man and woman of valor. You are strong, you are bold, you are brave. I have given you my oath, I have given you my promise. Wake up. I said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Satan does not want you to walk in the blessing that God has commanded over your life. He wants you to turn coward and run. But God says, no. He says, wake up. I said, okay. No longer see yourself as weak, pitiful, timid, afraid, uncertain, and don't know how to stand while you're in the battle. That's not us. We stand tall under the authority that God has given us. Who are you? Wake up. I've given you my, I've given you my oath and my promise over everything in the word of God. He says, I can't give you anymore. I've given you my oath. I am backing every promise that I've given you in the Bible with myself. He said he swore by himself because there's no higher that he could swear by. He says, I give you my oath and my promise. I cannot lie. He says, I will not lie to you. Whatever I've told you in the word, I have backed it up with myself. So whatever you're standing on, you continue to say, nah, I got God's oath and I have God's promise. Yes. And you begin to speak the word of God. Speak the word that you're standing on. Speak it. Don't just think it in your head. Speak it out of your mouth. Yes. Speak to your mountain and tell the mountain who you are. Yes. Who's backing you? Who's got your back? Yes. And whose oath and whose promise that you have. Right. He cannot lie. But if you don't know that you have that authority, if you don't realize and accept and believe what God says is yours, it will not be yours, even though it is for you and got your name on it. So wake up, you mighty man of valor. Wake up, you mighty woman of valor. I tell you, I jumped out that bed so on Saturday morning, I said, Lord, yes, yes. And I went to writing it down. I said, because I don't want to forget what you were saying. He was talking to me so fast. I mean, I said, Lord, you're right. Your word is true. We have your promise. We have your oath to stand on. Yes. For whatever we are believing God for. Yes. He says, who are you? Yes. Somebody needs to hear this. Yes. Who are you? Yes. Do you know who you are? Do you know who's backing you up? Hallelujah. God says to wake up. I've given you my oath. I've given you my promise. What does it mean to be a woman, a mighty woman of valor? It is a praise of a good wife. It's a definition of a perfect wife. It is an ideal woman. For those who aren't married, you're the ideal woman, okay? You're described as the personification of wisdom. This mighty woman of valor. You are a virtuous woman. God is with you. God is for you. You mighty woman of valor. You are brave. You are strong. You have the wisdom of God in you. He says, wake up. No matter the situations you're going through, no matter what you're standing on, what you believe in God for, he says you're mighty. You are a mighty woman of valor. You're a mighty man of valor. That's how God sees us. He says, why are they running around like ants and everything, like they don't know what they're doing? They're mighty men and mighty women. I've given them my oath. He said, I've given you my oath and my promise. For whatever is in the Bible, good is for you. It's for me. He says, you are the righteousness of God, and you need to know some of the things that righteousness entitles you to. So 2 Corinthians 5:21, I'm going to read it in the King James, and then I'm going to read it in the Amplified, as soon as I find it. Okay. It says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Yes. God said, "I've given you my oath and my promise that you are the righteousness of God, that you are in right standing with me." Give you my oath and my promise. You're in right standing with me. The Amplified says, "For our sake, he made Christ virtually to be sin who knew no sin, so that in and through him we might become ended with, viewed as being in, an example of the righteousness of God, what we ought to be, approved and acceptable and in right relationship with him by his goodness." He's saying, look, you're in right standing with me. You and I, we have a great relationship. Just know that I have decreed and declared over you that you have been made the righteousness of God. You can't be good enough to be righteous. Okay, so it's not of you. It's what Jesus did on the cross. What does it mean to be righteous, be the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ? It simply means that when God looks at you, looks at me, he sees us through Christ and the finished work of the cross. We are completely accepted by God and are clothed with Jesus' robe of righteousness. Not your righteousness, can't be that righteous, but you're clothed with Jesus' righteousness. So God says, "I've given you my oath. I've given you my promise. You are the righteousness of God. You are in right standing with me. So wake up, you mighty man and woman of valor. You are the righteousness of God. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you." Hallelujah. It is by... what are some of the things that we can expect from God when we choose to believe and accept Jesus as his son? He has made us the righteousness of God. He has put us in right relationship with God. When we go through receive the forgiveness of our sins through faith, not by works, but by faith. Yes. You can't do enough good things, righteous things, to be righteous. It's by being obedient and accepting Jesus as your Savior. The righteousness of God in Christ means that you are justified, you are declared righteous, just as if you had never sinned. Just as if you had never sinned. That's how he's cleansed us, because Jesus cleansed us from our sins. He's justified us. He put us in right relationship with God. He did that. So go with me to Proverbs 10 and 3. The beginning part of that scripture says, "The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish. He will not let you go hungry. He will not you lack of any needful or desirable elements." He won't let you go hungry. He won't let you go famished. He won't let you go in lack. Why? Because the Lord said, I will not suffer the soul of the righteous, the one that's in right standing with me, to be lacking of anything. So when you are in times of lack, you say, "Lord, you said in your word, you would not suffer the righteous to be in lack. You've given me your oath. You've given me your promise. I will not lack, I will not be hungry, I will not famish." Why? Because the Lord has given me his oath and his promise. Proverbs 10 and 6 says, "Blessings crown the head of the righteous." Blessings crown the head of the righteous. We are to be crowned with blessings and not crowned with curses. He said, I'll read it here. "The blessings are upon the head of the just." Just is the righteous. Okay. But the violence covers the mouth of the wicked. So the violent folks, all they're going to be, all the wicked folks will all be in violence. But the Lord said, I'm going to crown you. I'm covering you because you're just with a blessing. I'm going to bless you. Why? Because you're righteous. When you say, I am the righteousness of God, these are the things he's telling you that you are.
That's right.
Your head is covered with blessings. You are blessed because you are righteous. You will not lack. You will not be hungry. You will not be famished.
All right.
Why? Because you are the righteousness of God. Blessing simply means we are already granted happiness, health, prosperity, endued with power, beauty, and protected against evil and harm. I'm blessing you. That's what he says. Protection, prosperity, health, beauty, all of this because I am the righteousness of God. Proverbs 10 and 7 says, the memory of the just or the righteous is blessed. So we, our minds are blessed. Our memories are blessed. The memories of ourselves will be blessed. When someone sit and think about you, they'll think of the blessings that God has placed on you. So the memory of the blessed, of the righteous shall be blessed. The memory of the righteous. So I said, Lord, whenever, and I was cutting up with the deaconess this morning, I was asking her something and that thought just flew right out of my head. I said, don't worry, it will come back around. That thought will come back to me because the memory of the righteous is blessed. And it finally popped. I said, there it is. Came right back. Thank God. And I mean, you speak these things over yourself.
Right.
You say these things. Why? Because the Lord said, I've given you an oath. I've backed it up with my oath and promise. But if you're not grasping it for you, if you're not calling unto yourself in faith, you're not going to get it.
Right.
That's my job, to tell you these things that you need. Proverbs 10 and 11 says, the mouth of the righteous man is a well of life. And then he says, the backside of that is the wicked. The mouth of the wicked conceals violence. The mouth of the wicked conceals violence. We don't want to be in that. Do you have that in the Amplified version? No? Okay. I will find it myself because I meant to write it down and I didn't. Proverbs 10 and 20. Says the tongues of those who are upright and in right standing with God are as choice silver. The minds of those who are wicked and are out of harmony with God are as little value. So to God, the wicked has no value. There's no cash value. There's no value to God for the wicked. No value. But the lips of the righteous, the tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is of little worth. So we are keeping our words as choice silver. I mean, our words are valued by God. They're valuable to God. And actually, they're valuable to the devil also because he wants us to speak the wrong words. But our job is to speak the right word. Hallelujah. The right words that God has for us right now. And 21, the lips of the righteous feed and nourish many, but fools die for want of understanding. Lord said, I've given you my oath and my promise. When you speak, you're nourishing. When you speak, you are encouraging. Our words are to be a blessing to others. Why? Because we're the righteousness of God. And what we say carries weight. What we say carries weight. Proverbs 10 and 31 says, the mouth of the just or the righteous bringeth forth the wisdom, but the froward or the perverse tongue shall be cut out. I don't want my tongue cut out. But he said, our words bring forth wisdom. Our words, what we're speaking, brings forth wisdom. Why? Because this is all the part of being in right standing with God. There's a blessing to living holy, to living righteous. I'm going to bless you coming in, and I'm going to bless you going out. Your mouth be full of wisdom. You have words. When you like you on your job, and it just seems like there's no answer. They can't figure out what the problem is. Lord, you said my mouth is full of wisdom. Lord, you said my mouth is full of wisdom. Give me the wisdom that I need to deal with this situation at my job, to deal with this situation at school, to deal with the situation in my family. You said my mouth is filled with wisdom. I've got your oath and promise on it. I need your wisdom right now.
Yes.
Call forth the wisdom that God has given you. Why? Because you're the righteousness of God. He said, who are you? Who are you? We are the righteousness of God. We have got to stop letting the devil punk us out. He's constantly trying to punk us out. Try to tell us who we are. No, we don't listen to him. He's a liar, the father of lies. He's not going to tell you the truth. He's not going to tell you the truth. Don't let other things become your God. Don't let people become your God. Don't let your job become your God. Don't let your family become your God. Wednesday night, in our studies, one of the topics pastor was teaching us on, God is God and we're not.
That's right.
See, God is God and I'm not and you're not. Let God be God. Give the situations over to the Lord. Totally trust in him. He says, I'm God and you're not. And the Lord told me that. He shut me down for trying to be God in everybody's life. Because I was telling him, I'm always trying to fix situations. He said, no, I'm God. And you're not.
That's
right. So that may be with somebody, I don't know. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding.
Right.
Don't try to figure it out on your own. Lord, I need your wisdom. He said, I'm going to give you the wisdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Proverbs 10 and 32 says, the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. The mouth of the wicked, they speak things that are wrong, constantly contrary to whatever is right, they're speaking contrary to.
Yes.
Frowardness. We don't want to have a perverse lips. We don't want to speak against God. We don't want to speak against the blessing that he said is ours. Why? Because I'm the righteousness of God, and I can speak good words. I can speak the best words and expect to get an answer, because God says, your lips are blessed, and they speak forth wisdom, they speak forth nourishment, they speak forth blessings over other people's lives.
Right.
Who are you? Begin to speak these things over yourself. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord that he is our supply chamber. He is our reservoir. He is our principal source. He is the origin of all life. He is our everything. He is God, and we are not. When we take time to first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he said, I'm going to add all the other things. Lord, I have your oath and your promise. When I seek you, you said all the other things that I need and seek and desire, all the other things you'll add unto me.
That's right.
I got your oath.
That's right.
I got your promise.
Yes.
And you cannot lie.
That's right.
But if you don't speak it, if you don't let it come out your mouth, what you're expecting of God, you're expecting to come to pass, because he said it's going to come to pass. Because
yes.
We're not commanding God. We are commanding the manifestation of what God has already said is ours.
Yes.
See, the enemy tries to keep you from getting what God has already commanded, decreed over your life.
Yes. Yes.
That's his job, to try and stop you from getting what God said. It's already done. I've already worked it out.
Yes.
I've done it already. But the enemy don't want you to know that. He don't want you to speak it. He wants you to stay in worry mode, stay in lack mode. You know, see what happens when you stay, when you're in a situation and a trial, you're praying to the Lord for the longest. I mean, just seem like he's just not answering that prayer. You have a tendency to get discouraged.
Yeah.
You have a tendency to lose hope, to get sad, because I've been praying for this for so long. That's the time when you should begin to praise the Lord.
Yes.
Because he's saying he's trying to get you depressed. He's trying to get you to pull up off of what you're standing and believing God for, as opposed to don't wait until the battle's over. Shout now.
Yes.
Shout it out. Lord, I thank you. You've given me your oath and your promise.
Yes.
You cannot lie. And I receive it. It's being done. It is mine. And I'm going to continue to praise you, continue to magnify until I see what I say.
Yes.
And he said, that's where Ramey is right now. That's where we are right now.
That's right.
Say, nope, wake up. Wake up.
That's right.
You mighty man and woman of valor. You know what I told you. You know what I promised you. And I backed it with my word.
Yes.
Continue to stand. Continue to praise the Lord. And continue to thank him.
Yes.
Because he is working it out.
Yes, he is.
He said, wake up. You are the righteousness of God.
Yes.
He said, the wages in Proverbs 10:16, the wages or the labors of the righteous brings them life or leads them to life. So your labor of righteousness tends to life, but the fruit of the wicked to sin, it leads them to even more further sin. You know, a lot of people, they win the lotteries and they go deeper and deeper into sin because now they can sin in bigger places. They can sin in more costly places. They can go to more places and sin even more. But we as saints of God, our labor is righteous. And it tends and leads to life. Our wages, our labor, when we work, he said, Lord, that's for righteousness.
That's right.
It's going to lead to your life. It's going to lead to a better life. It's going to lead to all that you're desiring God for because you've got his word and his oath that is backing you up. Proverbs 10 and 22 says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Amplified said, it truly maketh rich.
Yes.
The Lord has promised this to the righteous. He's promised this to the righteous. So who are you? I am the righteousness of God. Who's backing you up? The oath and the promise that God gave, and he said, I can't lie. I cannot lie. I will not lie to you. I'm giving you my word. Who are you? I'm the righteousness of God.
That's right.
Says you're strong, you're courageous, you mighty man and woman of valor. Stand up in your righteousness. Stand up in what I've said and called unto you. I've given you my oath and my promise. And if you don't know these blessings belong to you, the righteous, you won't receive them. Even though they are backed up by God, backed with his oath and his promise,
yes,
I've given to you. Wake up.
Wake up,
you mighty man of valor.
Yes.
Wake up.
Wake up,
you mighty woman of valor.
Yes.
Who are you?
Yes.
Who are you?
Yes.
I am the righteousness of God, and the righteous has promises. Given to us that are righteous. From healing to prosperity. Deliverance, sound of a mind, wisdom. Wake up. I've given it to you and I've backed it with my word. My oath and my promise. You are the righteousness of God. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. He said, just wake up. He just said, I want them to wake up to who they are in me, what I've decreed over their life, what I've said is for them, that I backed it up with myself.
Yes.
Because there's nothing, no one higher than God.
That's right.
Said, if my word does not come true, he said, he would destroy himself. Mm-hmm. He's backed it up just that much for you.
Yes.
Do you believe his word?
Yes.
Do you believe what he said? He said,
yes.
Wake up. I got your back. I've backed it with my oath and my promise.
Yes.
Two immutable things.
Yes.
That God cannot lie.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you would like to support this ministry, consider giving online. Text keyword RWOLFC to 77977 or through our free app. Search R Wolf C in the App Store. For more information, visit www.rwolfc.com for articles, blog posts, message references, and our monthly calendar of events.